in at halftime.
Hello, and welcome to Late Evenings with Lanky Boys. This is Alexander Williams, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. With me today, I have...
Henry Ross. It's absolutely great to be here with you today, Alex.
Thank you, Henry. We also have...
This is Mitchell Kogansky. It's a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Mitch.
Tara Curran, back on the show.
Amazing. And...
This is Harris Hardeman-Mostow. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you, Harris. And we have a couple of other people sitting in the studio. We have Graham McDonough. Say hi, Graham.
Hello.
We also have Mats Edwards. Say hi, Mats.
Hi, Mats.
And Ryan Hankins, the tall boy himself.
Hello.
Thank you, Ryan.
He's 6'7".
He is very tall.
6'8 with shoes.
He's 6'8".
6'10 on skates.
Terrifying. Okay, we're gonna get back to the music for a little bit and come back later. The troops have become restless. We're adding them back in now. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hello.
What's up?
Let's go.
So, Harris, how's your day been?
Pretty good so far. Yeah. Just, you know, ripping a fatty on Head of the Charles.
We did that today.
Yeah. Well, practice. Down the Charles.
We hope to rip a...
practice.
We hope to rip a bigger fatty on Sunday.
Of course. And took a big old nap after my lab. Had dinner with all of you lovely people.
Aw. That's nice.
Does that mean I'm not lovely, Harris?
Yes.
I would agree with that.
I was having dinner with a subset of a larger group of lovely people.
Yes.
Alex, how was your day?
It was okay. Didn't have any classes. Had a little comp lab. And yes, Tara?
Do you have any interesting questions to ask us, Alex?
You're really putting me on the spot here.
How subtle, Tara.
I assume you want me to ask you about kicking dogs again, but
no.
I feel like that's too easy.
No. What's
the deal with Kindles?
What's the deal with Kindles?
I was wondering about that the other day.
I just want to know, like, are people still reading books? Has it turned to Kindles? Is it on your phone? What are your insights? Are you reading at all?
Well, you see, the core concept of a Kindle makes sense, but now there are movies on there and YouTube. So I'm not sure any reading actually gets done anymore.
Sounds like a gizmo to me.
It's a great take there.
Very hot take.
I like Kindles as, like, an idea.
Kindles sort of seem like I'm... It sort of just screams to me like I'm from 2012 and I'm like a grandma. That's how it feels to me.
That's kind of the vibe I'm going for, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that's a bad thing by any means. That's just sort of what it symbolizes to me.
Me personally, if I'm in the library, I'm trying to give off that vibe, and I think people are missing their grandmas a lot when they're in school. So, like, if I give a grandma vibe off, people want to talk to me. You know, I think it's like
it's a social play.
It's an approachable social play.
Wow.
So you're taking the social aspect of the Kindles rather than the reading aspect?
The Kindle is a multifaceted tool.
Tool.
And yeah.
Tool. To make
you getting
friends?
This, Amazon? Amazon, give us money.
Hello, Jeff Bezos.
We're not sponsored.
Yeah. I would love a sponsorship. Or just like free Prime. Just like, honestly, a random item off Amazon once a month would be really cool.
If you had no clue, like, you did not choose, you just got a package at your door once a month.
Amazon loot box.
That exists.
I feel like that could be, like, a little problematic if you started getting, like, hose and then ski masks and practice handcuffs, that sort of thing. Like
garden hose?
Wow.
Yes, garden hose. Very specifically garden hose. And maybe like a little bit of oil. Like not a lot of oil, but like a little bit.
Alex is using Amazon subprime. Hey.
But
Amazon, right. Give us free stuff.
You a package every month,
please.
Mitchell.
I'm going to take
Mitchell,
this moment.
No, it's not your time yet.
I won't take this moment. I'm going to give this moment right back to Alex.
Thank you, Mitch. So... How about
Alex? What about your practice handcuffs?
Just
to explain that.
We're back on the handcuffs.
No. These aren't my practice handcuffs. These are hypothetical practice handcuffs. So if, say, a police officer were to handcuff you, you'd be able to escape. This is practice. It goes with the ski masks and the garden hose.
Are you worried about getting handcuffed by a police officer?
I mean, I wouldn't be, but if Amazon decided to send me some, I wouldn't be unhappy.
Interesting.
Wow, you're just digging yourself into a deeper hole.
Are these shows recorded?
One might even call it a training hole. Yes, it is recorded.
Yeah. Did Amazon send you a shovel, too?
I hope so.
He hasn't opened the package yet.
That might be next month. In the background, you've been listening to Say It Ain't So by Weezer, Unglued by Big Data, Attack Attack by Klangstoff, Orbi featuring Andrea Vargas by Cosmo Sheldrake, and Crystal Dolphin by Englewood.
That actually leads me, I had a question about kind of hot topic from 4 years ago.
Big data, what about it?
What do people think about big data?
You know what I know is AI is going to take over, and let's just say... The UBI, Universal Basic Income, Yang Gang 2020,
Yang Gang,
is going to be extremely important.
This isn't political, please.
Alex has to like fill out a bunch of papers if you make political comments.
I take it back. I have no preferences in a political election.
Yeah, so big data. I don't know. I feel like we've been living with it for so long that it can't really make anything worse. Do you have anything to say to that, Mitch?
I think there's so much data out there, and it's really giving companies an advantage, and they know everything about us, so I'm anti-privacy these days.
Anti-privacy?
Wow.
What's
your social? If you're so anti-privacy, you're just getting social?
Except for, like, I think general identification information I'm perfectly fine with keeping private, but, like, I don't care if Amazon knows what I want to buy, then I'll just, like, it'll save me time of, like, knowing. And, like, targeted ads, fine. Google knows everything about me. Amazon knows everything about me. Apple knows quite a bit about me.
They know you're cute.
So, my take on this is sort of like Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec. Am I allowed to say that on
yes,
air?
Yes, okay, you're allowed
okay,
to say
cool.
that.
He
no,
like,
it's copyrighted.
He like doesn't use banks or anything. He just buys gold with his money and then buries it in like various secret locations. I feel like if I when I'm like 30 or 40 with a steady income, that's what I'm gonna do because I'll just be so paranoid about like having my identity stolen. Just like buy gold and bury it.
Your
gold? Well, I'll hide it in a secret location
where?
That nobody will ever think of.
But like, where?
Where are you gonna? Yeah, where are you gonna hide it?
Why would I tell you?
So that I can dig up your gold and be rich.
Well, you'd have to order a shovel off Amazon first.
Well, good thing Alex got a free one.
You like that little callback joke?
I think Alex is getting a free shovel, so I'll just take his.
No, it's mine.
Oh, I just gotta try. Try to keep in mind this one bad night in paradise. Only got one life, I'm a little right. Oh, I just gotta try. Shaking off stupid thoughts. Fill my cup. It's half full and I'ma drink it up.
just wanna take this chance to fly.
And we're back. Mitch is breaking stuff. Mitch, please stop breaking stuff. Tea Tree Tingle.
Oh, yes.
Big fan.
Trader Joe's, please sponsor us. Mitch has a PSA that he wants to read. He's been itching to do this for the last 12 minutes.
Driver.
Personal shopper.
Financial manager nurse.
And daughter.
At AARP, they understand the many roles caregivers play.
That's why they created aarp.org/caregiving.
It's an online resource center that connects you with experts and other caregivers.
Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This has been a WMFO PSA.
How long did you guys rehearse that for?
Did Hemingway write that?
We didn't rehearse that at all. That was just...
That was improv.
We just did that on our own.
Yeah, of course.
We knew.
I already called Tarantino. He's making it into a film.
So, Tara.
Wow.
Tell us about chemistry. Choose a mic. Any mic.
I'd love to tell you about chem. You know, they have, like... Ions.
Ions. Okay.
There's this thing called...
Who is this they that has ions?
The subject of chemistry has ions within it. That's something you'll learn about if you take any basic level chemistry course.
Tara, what's an ion? Can you explain that for our viewers?
It's, you know, an element can lose or gain electrons. And, you know, if it loses an electron, it becomes...
How does it do that, Tara?
You know, through various types of bonding, maybe sometimes.
Like the bonding we're doing here?
Yes, like that, but kind of not really, because we're not, like, losing electrons to each other.
Would you say we have covalent bonds, chemistry? Lost an electron?
Yeah.
You gotta keep an eye on it.
Oh!
hold on.
I'm holding.
But I thought...
Are you positive you lost it?
Be positive.
That's...
I didn't get that. I'm an economics major.
Well, that's a cation because cats are positive.
That's your fault. Okay. Mats, are you going to share some like video game stuff with us or something?
Yes, Mats. Tell us about video game design.
I was going to make a chemistry joke before going into my video game design tirade.
We'd love to hear your chem joke.
Keep them rolling.
The issue is that all the good chem jokes are gone. So.
That was off the level.
The studio is on fire right now.
So
that's cool, but it kind of barely got a reaction.
Graham, gosh.
I don't know. That one was a little boron.
We need to move on.
And hydrogen?
For other similar... for other similar content, tune into any chemistry jokes Facebook page ever, where you can find these jokes and more at a you know, with fewer
alarming
commentators.
Rate.
Alarming rate.
Please sponsor us, Facebook chemistry joke pages.
So Mark no. So Facebook, is it dead? Is it coming back? Is anyone in this room a ghost right now? What's the best way to stay up to date on social media? Let's go to senior social media correspondent Mitchell Kogansky over here on the left.
It is extremely interesting that you bring this up because I haven't posted on Facebook in maybe 3 years, and I posted this past week. And what I realized is Facebook is more about the groups these days. I think it's such a the best thing about Facebook is how many people there are, and the fact that you can find a group with anybody in it is really the competitive advantage in my mind.
So the subtext to what Mitch just said is he posted and got like 2 likes and
I got
now he's
11
mad.
Likes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, 11.
So
from every one of our loving viewers.
If each Thank of you, you 11 added a like, that would put me at 22, which would be pretty impressive.
How do you know they're not listening right now, Mitch? He doesn't.
I didn't understand the question. Oh, further on social media, though, I'd say if I were to put stock in a social media, it would be TikTok.
Oh. Wow.
TikTok. Wow. Can TikTok resurrect the greatness that Vine was, or is it just going to become a little sad backwater?
I have a bit of a hot take here. I think TikTok has already surpassed
Vine. Oh, I'm right there with you.
Is TikTok independent? What?
TikTok is owned, I believe, by Tencent Entertainment. It's a Chinese company.
Ooh.
So I'm invested. Just leave it at that.
So, Mitchell, your thoughts on LeBron James?
I'm just going to say I'm going to stick to sports just like LeBron has and deflect the question, but I am a big fan of Daryl Morey, if that tells you anything.
Absolutely nothing.
Past that. What does everybody think about
Tencent,
Twitter?
Please sponsor this podcast or this radio show.
I don't know what Twitter's doing anymore. I feel like you have some content creators making jokes on it, but not much more. It's more like a follow famous people that are already famous rather than send out your own ideas.
You could say that everyone that's famous, all the good content creators from Twitter currently are gone.
Oh no.
That's enough of that.
Okay, that's enough. We're up.
Back to
All my blood is red, my heart is blue. All the greed is green, but what are you?
Thank you. shape, that one will you stay? And it's always the perfect season to never stop believing. Love works in mysterious ways. It's raining in the desert, I heard it on the news. The sun won't even shine no more since I'm not there with you. I pick you up with flowers, roses, red or blue. A mattress and a table just for two. A table just for two. It's only me and you. I'll stay here forever, I promise that it's true. A table just for two. It's only me and you. I can make you breakfast and you could be my muse. Your laughter, a book with empty chapters, a dog without a bay. And tell me, what is the meaning of life without this feeling? And the sky is gray. It's raining in the desert, I heard it on the news. The sun won't even shine no more since I'm not there with you. I pick you up with flowers, roses, red or blue. A mattress and a table just for two. A table just for two. It's only me and you. I'll stay here forever, I promise that it's true. A table just for two. It's only me and you. I can make you breakfast, you could be my la 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 la.
Before I bring back the Peanut Gallery, I just have to go over a couple of songs. This is Makes Me Wonder by Maroon 5. Before that, we had Table for Two by Alok, Crocodile Tears by Unlike Pluto, Rushing Back by Flume, Starstruck by 303, who has a concert tonight, Summer Nights by Siams, I don't even know how to pronounce that one, Bright Side of the Moon by Christian French, and now the return of the Peanut Gallery.
Hello.
And we're back.
You are back. Welcome.
I'm going to take this opportunity to tell you about State Farm.
State Farm, please sponsor us.
So, Henry, what's the most creative Halloween costume you've ever had?
I'm going to go with the least creative Halloween costume I ever had.
Okay.
I think that one saves that more.
All right.
I put a top hat on, and I told people I was Michael Jackson. Very low effort.
All right.
Fantastic. Ryan, how about you? Best or worst?
Ryan's up.
Get over Henry, please.
Honestly, I remember I had a really weird Halloween costume when I was much younger, and I was introduced to the Indiana Jones movies, and so I had a real obsession with him. So one Halloween, I was like, okay, I'm going to be Indiana Jones. And so they had like toy whips at the store, but no, my dad bought a real whip online, and I ended up like cutting my back because I sucked at using it.
Oh no!
Yeah. Still sitting in my room to this day, haven't touched it in probably 10 years, and probably a good thing.
Might be time to bring that back.
Halloween's coming up, so.
Dude, Hankins is as red as a tomato right now.
No, Hankins, I think that's a good attempt at the worst Halloween costume, but I think I can do one better.
Oh, okay. Go in.
See,
in my family, we were all about the homemade costumes. And one year, I suppose I was stricken by a craze for vegetables because I dressed up as asparagus. That's right. We stapled green leaves to a green hat and put it on my head, and that was it. I wore a green shirt and pants.
Honestly, a great costume. I would just like to, you know, throw a hot take in there. I think asparagus might be the most underrated vegetable.
Oh!
I think it's rated perfectly. I don't know if it's underrated at all. Like, have you ever seen someone in the street that just turned to you and said, man, I hate asparagus?
I think it's underappreciated.
Underappreciated, okay. Yeah.
I think the populace doesn't understand how tasty a good asparagus with hollandaise sauce is.
I'd just like to give a shout out to our friend Aiden Bauer, who really likes asparagus.
Not only does he like asparagus, he likes it floppy, just to be clear.
And he will take it off your plate if you get it at DeWick Dining Hall.
DeWick, please sponsor us.
Guys, wait, we were talking about big data. What about big asparagus?
Hadley, Massachusetts, please sponsor us.
What's the biggest asparagus, you guys?
How many asparagus do you guys think you could fit in your mouth at a time?
It's asparagi.
Asparagippity.
Asparadudes.
That's, I think you're pretty fun.
I like how Mitch just totally hijacked that conversation to insert his hot take. It was actually more of like a lukewarm take.
All right, Halloween.
Wait, you guys
what's
know
everyone
going to
dress up
octopus?
As? How?
Octopuses.
What's everyone going to dress up
please.
As?
It's octopus.
For Halloween.
Wait, I have a good story in the Halloween vein. So
I'm ready.
One year, I think it was like third grade, I dressed up as the devil, you know, like you do, Satan himself. And there were a few people in my class who were like pretty religious who like kind of took exception to my costume. So there was definitely a little bit of tension in Miss McLyman's class that day.
Okay.
It was not my best, not my most tasteful costume.
Miss McLyman, please sponsor.
Yeah, Miss McLyman.
Did you make any new friends with like the goth kids in class?
You know, I don't seem to recall that happening, despite my efforts.
Mitchell, can you tell us about your goth phase?
I actually never had a goth phase, but all this Halloween talk has me reminding of a time when I was Iron Man, and I took Iron Man as putting on some Under Armour, like ski clothes, and then a mask. I was really proud of myself. I think I looked a lot like Iron Man. Even got a little thing on some paper on the chest. And then my friend's little brother had a full Iron Man suit. And we had to go around and convince people we were both Iron Man. And it was probably one of the most embarrassing moments of my life, considering he was 4 years younger than me and, you know, just looked a lot more like Iron Man.
You were just Iron Man from the first movie.
Disney, please sponsor us.
You're Iron Man trapped in, like, the cave in some random country. And he was Iron Man, like, in Endgame.
I wish you told me that, like, 8 years ago.
I'd like to insert a hot take here. I'm going to say that the original Iron Man suit in the cave, when it was the unpainted suit, is actually cooler looking than anything we've seen in movies to and on.
Can we cut that mic, Alex? Yeah.
That's my mic.
Oh.
So,
well, even better.
I think it's a pretty cool suit. Sounds like an actual hot take from the peanut gallery, so... I think that the wrought iron look, definitely coupled with the sort of rugged aesthetic, really complements Downey Jr.'s his grizzled appearance. I think that sort of once it's all nanotech and like nanobots crawling up his arm and making little laser blasters, it you really start to lose touch with reality. But when you see him kind of lunking around, you know, with his really poorly made like knee joints, you're like, oh gosh, that's really a guy I can get behind and relate
to. So you really identify with like the realism of the like wrought iron flamethrower terrorist fighting Iron
that's
Man.
Really, that's why I watch the Marvel movies, right? Because, like, you know, Ant-Man, all right, yeah, he's a guy and he gets really small. But, like, Vision, what's his deal? He's a robot? Like, I already have Alexa. I don't need Vision as well.
Wow. I mean,
honestly, that was pretty convincing.
That was pretty good. I would say, honestly, I think Disney needs to move to the more rugged, like, old superhero movies. And that's their next, because I mean, they're done right now. They don't know what to do. They got like, Spider-Man's not going to be the next Iron Man. So I think a revival maybe an Indiana Jones superhero that has like...
That'd be cool.
They need a superhero from the Rust Belt.
And with that, I'm going to take you guys off. There's a really special song coming up.
Yay.
Run, go down, fell down, there ain't no
Oh, Berta, Berta.
That was Berta, Berta, Rise Them Up remix by Thomas Vent. Before that, About You by Caravan Palace. So, Halloween. Is it overrated?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Halloween is one of the greatest holidays. When else do you get to knock on people's doors to get free candy?
When else do you get free candy that has razor sharp knives in them?
You can go work for Amnesty International and knock on all the doors you want.
Okay.
Or be a Mormon and like do your mission.
But I just want free candy.
That's the wrong one.
Also, when else do you get to dress up in random costumes?
Also
honestly,
all the time.
I mean, Head of the Fish mixed events.
Yeah, even but
that's if Halloween is bad, then the best holiday of the year is November 1st when I go to Stop and Shop and get a bag of candy corn for 90% off because Halloween's over.
Wait, you like candy corn?
Candy corn's so good.
What the frickin'
What about like the pumpkin candy corns?
Pumpkin shaped?
Yeah, like okay. The candy corns and then there's the pumpkin shaped candy corns inside the bag. You just like straight candy corn.
All made straight candy corn.
What about like the different colored candy corn?
Chocolate candy.
Also bad.
Yeah, the chocolate.
Worst thing
that sounds
yeah,
like
that. I'm not a fan of the chocolate candy corn, but I feel like if you have a lot of the regular ones and then toss in one pumpkin, pretty good.
Should we do a quick Mount Rushmore of Halloween candy?
Okay, all right.
I'm right. Down.
I'm going to put Snickers as George Washington.
No,
it's a hot take.
Really?
Yeah. You got to.
There's right, so Matt's many better choices.
I'm taking the mic.
I'm putting Kit Kats as Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Kit
Kats
definitely. I mean, are we doing our own or we got to get a consensus here?
I think a consensus is important.
Okay.
I would like to throw out dark chocolate Milky Ways, but.
Okay, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
I also would like to throw them out.
Oh.
And Alex, you're off the show.
You can't do that.
Which president, though?
Mind
you, Abraham Lincoln is taken.
I feel like dark chocolate Milky Way is sort of more of a Teddy Roosevelt, like kind of maybe a little more overlooked, but still pretty important.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm fine with that.
I don't know if Teddy Roosevelt is overlooked.
Well, out of the four Mount Rushmore presidents.
Okay. So who do we have as Abraham Lincoln?
I feel like Kit Kats.
Is that
I feel like Kit Kats fits better with Roosevelt, though.
I'd like to make a
Speak Softly, Carry a Kit Kat.
I'd like to make an adjustment to Kit Kats. There are a ton of brands of Kit Kats that we, you know, most of us have never tried. Over the summer, I was fortunate enough to try a peach Kit Kat, as well as a banana and something else. Kate, if you're listening, thank you for supplying Kit Kats. So we all know, you know, what is it? It's white chocolate, dark chocolate, and milk chocolate
are
the three sort of staple Kit Kat flavors, but. You know, delve a little deeper, look a little bit on your favorite website online that may sell things that get shipped right to your door, that also sell a nice little Alexa mobile.
Please sponsor us.
There's a whole world of amazing Kit Kat flavors out there that, you know, I encourage you, dear listener, to
that kind of brings
me. Can I interject?
Me...
Sure. I think that the Kit Kat variants, especially the fruit flavored ones, taste like butt.
I would have to say this kind of segues to Oreo flavors, and should Oreos be...
I think we should get to that. We still have two presidents.
I know, I'm saying...
I'd like to throw Almond Joy into the ring.
Oh, God,
I'm
going to
disagree.
All right.
I'm backing you up here.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow, that's unusual.
Yeah, it is.
I think that Snickers may just be the George Washington. It's, you know, it's the original
the classic
Halloween candy.
So I've got a listener write in. So Heath Bar as Teddy Roosevelt.
No, sorry. Overruled. Sorry, Kate.
Hear me out.
I actually have to support Kate on that one.
Soft appearance, yet hard interior. Speak softly.
Yeah, you could also do that. Say that with a Butterfinger, but they're both bad.
Heath bars are good.
All right.
Heath bars are good.
How about a crunchy?
Would
Twix fall into this?
A crunch?
At all?
A crunch bar, yeah.
I love
Absolutely
crunch.
Not.
Yeah, right?
I love
no
crunch.
Twix.
Left Twix.
Twix is also really good.
Ooh.
Right Twix.
Twix sponsor us.
Twix, yeah,
Twix
please.
Sponsor us.
Just give me Twix.
I'd say is like, people don't think about it, but in a mixed bag of candy, the one that's always gone is the Twix. People are always looking for the Twix. I think that says a lot.
I'd actually like to there's no Twix in the bag because they're not popular enough to get put in the bag. Ooh. It's kind of like, you know, Amen. You know how Nerds were big and now Nerds are like, everyone's like, oh gosh, like you'd eat the little sugar. It is same
they're still tasty,
right? It's like, oh, if you want the flavors of a Twix, just eat a Snickers bar.
I think we're ignoring the Reese's.
I really like
Reese's. Reese's deserves a little bit of discussion. I feel like M&M's deserves a little bit of discussion.
I would put Kit Kats, M&M's, Snickers, and Reese's up there.
That's just so traditional, so
yes,
bland.
As is Mount Rushmore. Have you been to Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore?
You drive hours through the wilderness expecting this grand thing, and it's just, you know, your four basic recipes.
And it's just Mount Rushmore.
I feel like a good comp for M&M's is Abraham Lincoln, because Abraham Lincoln was all about, like, you know, having equality. Some equality between people of different skin colors, and M&M's has a bunch of different colors, and they all, you know, they all taste the same.
Snaps.
Yeah. You can get behind that.
All people are equal.
Yeah, all M&M's are equal. Well, yep. That's not true. Green ones are the worst.
Oh.
Wow. It's got political.
Just turned into a Starburst conversation.
So, of Starburst flavors, what Starburst flavors?
They're all bad.
Mount Rushmore. That's
the lemon one is okay.
That's the secret. Pink, all Starburst
pink
flavors.
Pink and red are the best
ones. Pink, tough.
Get
pink
and yellow. Here. What fruit is pink?
Pink lemonade.
I don't know. Peaches are pink.
Watermelon's kind of pink.
All right,
sometimes.
So none of anything that Matt has said in the last 10 minutes has been original ideas from him. He's just getting texts from his sister who's listening.
Exposed.
Just like to throw
Thank
that out
Thank you for listening.
There.
Very important.
Yeah. But Matt, come up with your own freaking ideas, man.
All right, so back to Robert Downey Jr. So Doolittle, of Dr. Doolittle, the guy who is like a vet but can talk to animals. I think it needs to go to vet school. It's coming out. Robert Downey Jr., same persona. I'm having this issue with all of his movies, Sherlock, Doolittle, where I just see him and I go, oh wow, look, Iron Man's another. Whoa, Iron Man's also a vet. Iron Man's in England and can solve crimes.
Have you seen the guy who plays Jim Halpert do any serious role?
Yes,
it's the same thing.
But you're
no, I'm pretty sure his name is Jim Halpert, right? Like at this point,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's what people. So
didn't he play like Jack Reacher or something like
yeah,
that?
Jack Ryan.
Yeah, the Amazon series. I guess I just proved your point.
Yeah.
But I would like to point out he actually rose for BC and
currently.
Well, no, in the show, and I like that. It was a relatable
Are
content.
Are we going to be racing?
Sure.
Yeah, we will.
Boston College,
wow.
Sponsor us.
For him, the Charles.
So,
I don't know. Yeah,
this is our final song out.
I just
a
feel
little
like
segue
this
there
is our final
is,
song, Tara.
Come out to the race.
You see Jim Halpert in a, you know, this war zone, and you're just thinking, like, what about Pam back home? I can't do that in the movie theater.
Do it for Pam.
Do it for Pam.
I'd say Pam is overrated.
Ooh. As a character, or as a pan grease.
As a
pan grease.
I'm okay. Team Karen.
Yeah. Don't use aerosols when you're cooking. Just put butter on. It's butter. It's better for you. You know, little.
So, guys, it's been great to have you on the show.
Thanks,
unfortunately,
Alex.
It is
Thank
coming
you,
to
Alex.
An end.
Halloween is the best.
End of the Charles, Saturday and Sunday.
Thanks, Alex.
You mean Sunday, 2:32 p.m.
Bow number 29.
On Saturday, too.
The people you've been listening
it's
to will be there
the
on Sunday.
You've been listening to. Yep. Sunday, 2:32 p.m. Bow number 29, Tufts University, be there.
Watch Tara try and turn a boat.
Watch me actually turn a boat and win.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening, Kate. And everyone else.
Bye now.
And I know that you're up tonight, thinking, how could I be?